Ali tá a luz negra. Então vamos lá, ó. Esse braço aqui. E a luz negra ali. Agora eu vou chegar aqui, ó.
Listen, guys, now I'm really worried. This is where I got the shot, the second shot. Look at this. It's glowing. Now I go down my arm, and it gets worse. I have a little dot here, but the worst part, look at the vein in my hand. It glows. That is sick. Why is this doing this? Can someone tell me? Look at that. Look at that. It's glowing. And that's exactly where I got the shot. And now my hand and my vein is glowing. Why the hell is this doing this? What the hell is in this? What is in this shit?
Oh.
To that dot. Oh, jeez, look at that. I've had my vaccine, Rosie. What do you think? It was happening. Come on, shine it on my hand. Oh, my God.
What I'm about to tell you is so terrifying that I had to get myself together just to make this video. Have you guys noticed that they're changing a lot of the street lights to be black lights? And have you noticed that the video that was circulating online of the man who got the shot and then took a black light to his glowing arm has been taken down? This is how they're going to tell who took it and who didn't.
What does the emperor do when the people become restive? And when the people are asking questions, and when the people don't like the policies of the emperor, he sends them to the circus. He creates a circus. He builds a giant coliseum.
To entertain. What does that mean? To bind or hold. To bind or hold what? An audience's attention. You say the word, tell a vision, television. And when you turn on that television, channels. What's on those channels? Programming. They are programming you. They've been programming your whole life. You don't even know it. They do it with your music. They do it with your TV. They do it with your movies. They do it with your games. They have been programming us and programming you since you were little, and you don't even know it because you don't even question.
Are you the Oklahoma City Bomber?
Maybe one of the benefits of me talking to you today is that you'll see that maybe not everything is true that you've heard about me.
On the morning of April 19, 1995, a decorated Gulf War combat vet blew up the federal building in Oklahoma City using a truck bomb that he didn't build and a Ryder truck that he didn't rent with the help of a passenger who didn't exist. Having just gotten away with the largest act of terrorism on U.S. soil to date, the Fort Bragg-trained Special Forces Sheep Drip dropout blended in with the crowd by making his getaway in a car without a license plate and was immediately pulled over. The ATF was the supposed target of the attack, but luckily all of their agents were out of the office that morning. Later that day, the president boldly declared,
"We will find the people who did this."
And
when we do, justice will be swift, certain, and severe.
Except for
John Doe number two.
John Doe number two.
John Doe number two.
Who, according to the FBI, never existed. In McVeigh's unprecedented 3.5-week trial, the prosecution didn't show the CCTV footage of him and John Doe number two parking the Ryder truck. Didn't explain why 24 separate witnesses mass hallucinated the existence of John Doe number two. Didn't explain why the government was testing truck bombs and the Army was storing Ryder trucks at Camp Gruber right before the bombing, and didn't talk to the FBI informants who blew the whistle on the plot. But they did collaborate with the CIA, and they did convict McVeigh as the lone wolf bomber and Terry Nichols as his bomb-constructing accomplice. Still, a bunch of crazy conspiracy theorists, including 300 bombing victims, insist on talking about facts and evidence and refuse to simply believe what they've been told a million times by people in tailored suits with well-coiffed hair. They quote the U.S. Army Brigadier General and the FBI Crime Lab whistleblower and the inventor of the neutron bomb who point out the physical impossibility that the Ryder truck bomb did the damage to the building, but that doesn't matter because if there were other bombs in the building that day, we would have heard about them.
The second explosive was found and defused.
I think he said another bomb.
The Justice Department is reporting that a second explosive device has been found.
They then found a third device, which was also larger than the first.
And I see another bomb truck going, so apparently they're going to try to get out that third bomb.
The FBI claims to have lost the footage showing McVeigh and John Doe number two parking the truck in front of the Murrah building that morning, but that's understandable because the Bureau has a lot of important evidence to store. Terry Nichols insists the FBI was involved in the plot, but thankfully a judge has saved us the trouble of listening to him by preventing lawyers from deposing him. There was a bomb squad truck parked across the street 2 hours before the blast, but that just shows the authorities were prepared for anything. And
other documents obtained by 2020 show that someone called the Executive Secretariat's office at the Justice Department in Washington and said the Murrah building had been bombed. But this was 24 minutes before the blast.
But that just shows the public was unusually vigilant that morning. Also,
apparently, before the bombing, Governor Frank Keating's brother, Mark, had been working on a novel about a terrorist bombing in Oklahoma City. Stranger still, one of the characters in the novel was named Thomas McVeigh.
But that's probably just a coincidence. McVeigh wrote a letter to his sister where he admitted to being a secret special forces operative and he complained to friends of the pain in his ass from an army-implanted microchip, but that's crazy because if he didn't actually leave the army in 1991, there would be proof of that. McVeigh was not executed on May 16, 2001 as scheduled because
the FBI had failed to turn over thousands of pages of evidence to McVeigh's defense attorneys.
But the execution went ahead on June 11th. In a highly unusual and secret agreement, no autopsy was performed. One witness said he was still breathing, and the prison officials admitted his hearse was a decoy. Then, the case was officially closed. And if you question any part of this story, you are a paranoid, wingnut, birther, truther, tenther, prepper, conspiracy loon who'd bring up any of these points ever again. Ever. This message has been brought to you by the friends of the FBI, ATF, DOJ, CIA, SPLC, MSM, and the U.S. Army. And remember, ignorance is strength.
The question isn't, can I hear the voice of the Holy Spirit? The question is, do you belong to God? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. So those who are born again are born already hearing him. The key is silencing the voice of the flesh, which is self, silencing satanic. that which contradicts God's word, silencing secular, which contradicts God's nature, then all we're left with is spirit.
So if you're wondering how many times Jesus is mentioned in the Bible, it depends on if you're looking at just singular or singular and possessive mentions. For example, Jesus with the apostrophe, there's 10 mentions, and then there's 970 mentions of Jesus singular. That is excluding all the people who were named Jesus, but are actually not Jesus Christ. 970 times singular, and then 10 times with an apostrophe. Now the crazy thing about that is that if you look at all uppercase names of God, Lord, God, Jehovah, I Am, Jah, he is mentioned 6,790 times. Take your calculator, 6,790 divided by 7.
And in the midst of the elders stood a lamb as it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God sent forth into all the earth.
This recording stems from another nightly driver who was traveling on a highway around 3:42 in the middle of the night. Little did he know that he was about to record the possible reason for a really odd accident that had occurred this night. We can see a big rig that is driving in the distance, and then, for whatever reason, the truck is ramming the car in front and the accident unfolds. At first, the man recording assumed that the little car must have lost traction, and then having the big rig drive straight into it. However, take a good look at the left side of the highway. Quite eerie how a thin black shadow apparition is just standing there while all the other cars are driving by. Was this perhaps the reason for the accident? Did the small car try to avoid it, causing it to lose control and then crashing into the truck? It can only be speculated what exactly had happened here that night, but it certainly strikes me as a paranormal incident.
Hey everyone, hey dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, another day closer to redemption today, another day to show people the good and bad news of the biblical world. The good news is the gospel of truth of our Lord Jesus Christ. He died on the cross and was buried and resurrected 3 days later, according to the scriptures. This is the only way for salvation, forgiveness of sins, to take part in the promises of God, to go to heaven and more. Meanwhile, the bad news is that this world is very fallen. It seems like a conspiracy theory, it's so fallen, but I assure you, it is not. If you research and pray about these matters, Jesus Christ will open your eyes to the truth. Seek and you shall find. Ross Lynch is a music artist. He's seen here doing the slam dunk version of the Eye of Horus, where he covers half his face, darkening one eye utterly, doing one eye symbolism. He's doing the very classic 666 in the Eye of Horus. 2-for-1! He's throwing up the devil horns, probably just because he's rock and roll, right? I am not sure if he's actually doing the Uttara Bodhi Mudra here. When he does the other signs and symbols, it makes me think he is. But this also looks like he's just doing the fake gun pose, like a Charlie's Angel type of thing. So I'm not 100% sure on this one. There's many of these poses that I am 100% sure on, just not in this case. He's doing the vow of silence, keeping the secret of the biblical world about Freemasonry, most likely, and about how fame, fortune, and success actually work. He is hiding a hand in his coat or shirt the way a Freemason would do. He is hiding his hand in his coat the way a Freemason would do. Brothers and sisters, everyone watching, God bless you.
I couldn't breathe.
Je ne pouvais pas respirer.
It felt like, to explain it, it felt like when you go to yawn, and if your yawn ever got interrupted, that's what it was like every time to breathe. I could never get a full, calm breath.
How long has this been going on for?
8 years.
What did the doctors say?
Honestly, I never went to the doctors when it happened. I didn't trust doctors.
So how did it happen? Did you hear that? Do it again.
I can breathe.
Someone give Jesus a clap. So what happened last night?
So last night, my wife, she noticed. She's like, you can breathe. You're not gasping. You're not, you're not gasping every minute. You're clear.
You are gasping every minute.
I'd gasp a lot. If you and I were talking a week ago or even last night, I'd have to catch my breath. Like, it would look like anxiety.
So, were you prayed for last night?
Yes, I was.
So what happened in the prayer?
I felt my right leg start to shake when you grabbed my hand. And I tried to surrender as much as I could so it could keep. And then I couldn't hold myself anymore. And my legs gave out.
What happened to your lung?
My bicep exploded.
Bicep exploded.
Mm-hmm.
How did that happen?
Being stupid, fighting, being on drugs, alcohol.
And what? How did it affect your lung?
It just feels like it's sitting on me, like I can never get a full breath. Like if I keep talking to you, I gotta gasp.
Jesus loves you. That's the power of Jesus Christ on you, okay? Just let them down a lick. Yeah. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. It's power got on it. Okay, you okay? Stand up. You okay, Chad? Okay, breathe. Breathe. What's that?
It's good.
Hey?
It's good.
You can go and sit up there. Who healed you?
Jesus.
Just read me the words on that.
By his stripes we are healed.
Amen. You are healed, brother.
Praise the Lord.
Go and serve Jesus Christ.
I felt heat in my body. A heat that went through that ended up giving me a sort of a peace that lasted for hours. It lasted all night. I was lighter. I was light. I was heavy, I was burdened, and then I was light afterwards. And I still feel better. I still feel happy and calm. I'm good. My legs are still shaking when I'm by you.
You know, you were delivered last night. That's why you feel light. Lord, give him more. What do you feel happening?
I feel that lightness again.
It's Jesus. He'll take away your burden. When your burden's gone, what are you? Light. Praise God. Bless you. Who healed you?
Jesus.
Now, Chad, I've got your name right now. Chad, what do you want to do for Jesus now he's healed you?
I'd like to minister. I'd like to help other people get healed.
Hallelujah. Merci, Seigneur.
Receive an impartation of the Holy Spirit, Chad.
Une impartation de l'Esprit du Seigneur.
So, Katie, what, tell us what it's about.
I got saved last night and delivered.
You got saved
Hallelujah.
And delivered.
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Elle veut le feu de Dieu.
What's your name?
Katie.
Katie. Katie. Come. Is that all right? You ready?
T'es prête?
You need deliverance.
Tu as besoin de délivrance maintenant. Au nom de Jésus. Alléluia.
Sois libéré.
Lâche-la, Holt.
Lâche-la.
You're fresh. It's gone. What did you feel happen?
I felt a gust of cold wind and relief.
You're free. Give your husband a hug.
Bon, une bonne caresse à ton mari maintenant.
So tell us about your past and why you gave your life to Christ last night.
I went down the road of drugs and I did a lot of bad things. And
we want to shame the devil.
On veut faire honte right. au diable.
So we have a savior. His name's Jesus.
On a un sauveur, son nom c'est Jésus.
And he saves from sin.
Il sauve du péché.
So to shame the devil,
alors,
talk about the
diable,
bad things. Okay?
Okay. I used to just hurt people. I would steal from them. Destruction of property, threaten people.
Je leur faisais des menaces.
And what happened last night?
Qu'est-ce qui est arrivé?
I felt lighter and...
So you received prayer, did you?
Yes.
And what happened? Tell us in detail.
I felt love come into me and I felt heat and today I had a good night's sleep and I just woke up feeling new.
You felt new?
Yes.
Comme neuf.
You're born again?
Yes.
Praise God.
Louis soit
Who is your Savior?
Jesus Christ.
Amen. What's your name again?
Katie.
Have some more, Katie.
Reçois plus du Seigneur, Katie. Hallelujah. Merci, Seigneur.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.